Secretary General Stoltenberg, superb. Admiral Bauer, the chairman of the military committee, superb. General Cavoli, Supreme Allied Commander, superb. But the nations do seem disjointed. And I think, to be candid, unfortunately, the German Bundeskanzler seems the one that is the most out of step with everybody else. It must be really painful for him to be having to do things he's doing now, providing aid to Ukraine, building up the Bundeswehr, different from what he ever imagined he would be doing when he was a younger politician. But it's essential. I mean, Germany, the most prosperous, richest country in Europe, the massive industrial capacity, has got to help guide. Otherwise, if Ukraine fails, we're going to be in a terrible conflict with Russia in Europe, and Germany is going to pay a massive price. The thing they always wanted to avoid is coming back.
Mm. But we have to be fair with the German chancellor. There was this Zeitenwende Rede, and they're really like increasing the spending in the military budget.
Absolutely. That's what's so confusing, is because 2 years ago it was like, you know, Zeitenwende, 100 billion euros. And then even the other day, you know, he's out there breaking ground for an ammunition factory. Another thing I'm sure he never imagined he would do. These are all good, positive steps. Germany agreeing to a brigade, Brigada Litauen, by 2027. These are very powerful, strong signals. But then on the other hand, here in just the last few days, he's undone or damaged this sense of Germany really leaning forward with the almost panicky statement, like, we're not going to put troops on the ground, and the absolute refusal to provide Taurus. I mean, very, very clearly, no way we're going to do that, which I think is unfortunate, because that would really be helpful to Ukraine.